Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We get the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender, Chris Corrales is in the house. Dr. Energy.
How are you, Ron?
You don't look like you got a whole lot of energy this morning.
No, after World Series, the voice is a little rough. You know, I've never cried for a baseball game before, but I got to admit it, Ron, I cried last night.
Yeah, that was beer. That wasn't tears. I hate to bring that up to you, buddy, but we really know what that was. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking up to you, and you can reach me at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Well, I have a great team when it comes to developing a financing planner. Plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. And, of course, being that it is a day that ends in Y on Ron Siegel Radio, we are celebrating today National Sandwich Day. So, also on this date, now here's an interesting one. I got to share this one because it might get some of us in trouble. I am not politically correct, but I'll try and redeem myself. Today is National Housewives Day as well. Could get me in trouble there.
So I know who's asked to kick.
Yeah, sorry, Mr. President. And on top of that, now to redeem myself, in addition to being National Housewives Day, it is National Men Make Dinner Day. Ow! Yeah, might not be good. You must cook. No barbecuing allowed. Just the way the rules of the game. So it says you must cook, no barbecuing allowed. Just in case my wife is listening, she does not listen very often. I will be making dinner. I have reservations. Just a thought right there. Whoops. I missed my – there we go. The guys are a little slow in the band today, but, you know, maybe they were up with you last night, Chris. I don't know. Maybe that's where the problem is. We'll find out. What the market's doing today. Well, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 13 points. I think when the National League team wins, actually the last time the Cubs won, I just saw this. This is trivia. Chris, I know you're a big Cubs fan. Okay, the last time the National League won the World, or the Cubs won the World Series.
1908.
Okay, got that. There was a presidential election that year.
Oh, man, I have no idea.
President Taft.
Taft, okay.
Republican. Just saying.
Nothing like a little air superiority.
Yeah. Okay, oil, it's down 32 cents a barrel, and the 10-year Treasury is up just about one basis point, 1.818 right now. Why is all this happening? Well, there's a lot of economic news today. Some of it might even be good, but we're not really following a lot of economic news right now. It's all that matters is the presidential campaign. Weekly jobless claims came out, 7,000 more people than expected filed first-time unemployment claims. 265,000 people filed their first-time unemployment claim just last week. Now, tomorrow, we're going to get the new jobs report. Baffles me to no end to figure this one out. So this last week, I highlight the word week, 265,000 people lost their jobs and filed first-time unemployment claims. Tomorrow, they're going to tell us for the whole month, the entire month of October, there was probably somewhere around 200,000 people got new jobs, and the president will be very, very excited about that. Unbelievable.
Nothing like a little air superiority.
Yeah. Moving right along, Institute for Supply Management's gauge of service sector growth fell to 54.8. Just tells us that we're not growing. Doesn't mean a whole lot. Election-related news and events in the UK overshadowed all this economic data. So here is what we're getting from the UK. The UK ruled that the government cannot begin the process to leave the European Union without a vote from Parliament. Unbelievable. Now, the people spoke. The people said they want out. Brexit, you remember that one? Unbelievable. Now the Parliament has to agree to it. Can you say uprising there? I think 1776, here we come. Perhaps most influential, the Bank of England surprised investors with new guidance that suggests that further rate cuts are less likely, which pushed global bond yields higher. We saw that our Federal Reserve here did absolutely nothing yesterday.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, we kind of projected that they would do nothing yesterday, you know, right before an election, although the Department of Justice might be making up for everything that the Federal Reserve is not doing. And I do note that this morning, Freddie Mac came out, the 30-year mortgage market survey, 3.54% is the new 30-year fixed rate mortgage based on their market survey taken between Monday and Wednesday of the current week. Last year, 3.87% is where the same index was. Unbelievable. Still dirt cheap. If you haven't taken action, I just can't figure out what you're waiting for. But, you know, something, maybe you know something. I don't know. Maybe it's that you just don't mind risk. And I'm not a big fan of taking lots of risk when it comes to family wealth. But everybody does their own thing. Speaking of doing their own thing, just a little bit of humor, political humor this morning. Think about this one. This, and I think I have to attribute this to Mike Huckabee. So here we go. Chris, you might like this one. The difference between the Clinton Foundation and the Sopranos.
What's that?
The Sopranos did not use email.
Oh, my God.
Other than that, basically, they are the same. Yeah. Well, now it turns out Hillary Clinton. You got to love this one. Here's another one of these great. Yeah, these are the stories that I just cannot make up. You can't make this stuff up. So there's going to be a fundraiser this evening. And it is a fundraiser in New York City. Hillary Clinton is wonderful at doing fundraisers, but her closest confidant, Uma Abedin, is doing this fundraiser. And you get to get a picture with Uma. $5,000 for a picture with Uma Abedin, who may be indicted later this week by the FBI. But my question would be, wonder what they would give for a picture with her estranged husband, Anthony Weiner. Unbelievable. Now, Mr. Weiner, that is his name. I didn't make that up. He's under investigation, which is what's bringing down all of this stuff on the Clintons right now. But he's under indictment for sending pictures of his package to a 15-year-old girl, texting those pictures. Again, I don't make this stuff up. It's out there, unbelievable, but $1,000 with a selfie with Huma. The Clinton campaign will be there. They're underwriting. They're endorsing this. I wonder if they're getting pictures with Hillary as well. And does it come with the striped pantsuit, or is it just a basic pants? I just am posing the question because last night, Brett Baer broke the news that the FBI's renewed investigation to Hillary Clinton's email server will almost certainly end in an indictment unless there is an obstruction that arises. You know what that obstruction is called?
So I know who's asked to kick.
Yeah, it's coming right from the White House Department of Justice. I wonder if President Obama will be pardoning Mrs. Clinton before or after the indictment. I just wonder these things. I want to know from some of my friends who have been harassing me all along about the Republican candidate. And albeit, I think he said some very reprehensible things. I must admit, though, that I haven't said some of the things that he said, but I know that in locker rooms I have heard some of the same commentary that he's made. Done a lot of good things, and the FBI, they are not investigating one candidate. They are investigating on multiple fronts the other candidate. Who are you voting for? Good question. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, no, we're not going to continue our conversation of the election. There's more than enough going on with that one. unless Chris wants to talk about that. We'll see where we go there. But we will talk about Dr. Energy. Think all millennials live in parents' basement? Think again.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
How to rebuild your credit after bankruptcy. What are three dumb things you can do with email? No, I'm not talking about Hillary anymore. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or SiegelRadio.com. connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. If you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But about 500,000 people a month are watching replays on YouTube. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the real-time real estate segment today, being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, text PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. One of the professionals will reach out to you, get you the true equity position of your property. You cannot get that online. The services don't have the equity position available for you. You need to give a call to one of the real estate professionals. Again, just text PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. Someone in your neighborhood will be calling you back. Have a brief conversation and get you the information that you deserve. I think all millennials live in their parents' basement. Think again. According to the Census Bureau, millennials have overtaken baby boomers as the largest generation in U.S. history. Millennials are American youth born between 1982 and 2000. I guess I don't fall into that one any longer. Now represent more than one quarter of the nation's population, totaling 83.5 1.1 million people. There's been a lot of talk about how, as a generation, millennials have failed to launch into adulthood. I haven't launched into an adulthood, and I haven't even figured, I'm not in that demographic. I don't want to be an adult. I want to still be a kid. And have delayed moving out of their family's home. Some experts have even questioned whether or not millennials want to move. The great, if I didn't have to move and I can live in mom and dad's house, and I'm not going there. Great news is that not only millennials want to move out, they are moving out. The National Association of Realtors recently released their 2016 profile of home buyers and sellers, in which they revealed that 61% of all first-time home buyers were millennials in 2015. Median age of all first-time buyers in 2015, 31 years old. I'll post a chart of some of the different information here. Bottom line, millennials will continue to drive the housing market next year, as well in the years to come, as more and more realize that owning a home is within their grasp. They will flock to own their piece of the American dream. And there will be a bunch of them joining us at some of our seminars to bring their moms and dads to the senior symposiums. We're going to be doing one a month starting in January. If you know or love a senior, let me know. Get on our mailing list. We can keep you posted on when the seminars and where those symposiums will be. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. One of the things that I really enjoy most in this world, no, we're not talking about food if you know me, but we'll get there, is the ability to try and find ways to save money. And that is what we're going to chat about today. Maybe it's so I can go and buy a better meal. I get a better bottle of wine.
Yeah. Right? Chris, nothing wrong with that.
Chris Corrales is with us, Dr. Energy. And I hate to see what his stethoscope looks like. I just don't want to go there. And we're certainly not going to have him doing any probing on air.
Right.
So how you doing? Good,
man. Good. I wanted to reach out to you. Obviously, every time I come on the show, we're talking about saving homeowners, a way to make their homes more efficient. You know, it could be anything from windows, insulation, to solar. And I was just thinking about it the other day, Ron. There's just something we haven't really touched on, and it's the small business owner.
And we need to touch on that because that's what drives our entire country.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I was thinking about ways, and I started talking to a couple of small business owners, and it could be somebody that owns the property or actually leases the property. And one of their largest expenses in many cases is their utilities.
Sure.
And I said, what is an easy way for them to lower their utilities? So I have a couple things to share today.
Let's talk.
Yeah. So one thing, especially here in Southern California, is air conditioning.
I just, ironically enough, I just, when I was leaving this morning, I clicked the air conditioner back on. It's a little warm here in SoCal today.
A little warm this morning. Yeah, as usual. So
not like that we saw in Ohio yesterday,
right,
last night.
Right. But it was actually warm there too, ironically. But I know what you're saying. It's always substantially colder there.
Right.
So what I was looking at is, especially in Southern California, air conditioners run constantly in a business. And when they turn off, what happens is the entire, just for the layman, basically.
That's good, because I don't know which side of a screwdriver.
Right. So your air conditioner turns off, and it kind of leaves all the cooling in the pipes and whatnot, and the fan turns off. You lose a lot of energy from that.
Really?
And yeah, because it's become ineffective. It just kind of just stops.
Okay.
So what if we could tell the air conditioner, hey, yes, it's the correct temperature, but now I'm going to keep the fan running for the next 15 to 20 minutes and get all that cool out of the pipes. What it does is it actually tricks your air conditioner into being more efficient. And with that, and especially with LED lights, which I'll share with next, I've seen where we have the small business owners getting reductions up to 30% on their utility bills.
Wow, that's a boatload of money.
It can be.
Especially if you start talking about, think about that, those of you there in the Coachella Valley, saving, of course, then again, the air conditioners might not go off in the Coachella Valley.
Right, yeah.
Of course, at this time of year, they might be going off a little bit. In the summer,
sure,
they're on full time.
Absolutely, but imagine like a business, like a restaurant Coachella, things of that nature, where you have multiple zones and areas where potentially one could shut off.
Right.
And we're seeing this over and over again, and we have the products to actually to modify your air conditioners.
So then, obviously, the next question you know is coming your way, Chris.
Yes.
How economical, how expensive is it to get something like this?
So obviously, the cost and return is something you want to look at.
Sure.
Something of this nature could be as cheap as $40 to $50 a month if you were to finance a product of this nature. But for the same thing, if you had a savings of $700, $800, $900 as a business,
right,
it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, it's basically what is the cost and what is the return on that cost. So,
correct.
Or can we trade? You know, because both ways we're looking at the cost, right? The air conditioner. So, do I want to spend, save $700 on my air conditioning bill? Now, if I could save $700 on my air conditioning bill, that would probably also lead me to believe that my air conditioner might last a little longer.
Correct. Correct.
So I don't have that kind of maintenance on it also.
Right. Absolutely.
How long do I have to be down to set something like this up?
Down.
As far as how long is the installation, or do I have to change my whole air conditioning?
No, a matter of minutes. No, it's a matter of minutes.
Really?
Literally, we could come in within an hour or two and have it done, and yeah, you'll be seeing the savings the same day.
And now you've been in here talking with us many, many times about the different PACE programs.
Correct.
Does this qualify?
This does actually qualify. There is one PACE provider that does allow this, and it is available in the Coachella Valley,
right,
and most of Los Angeles and Orange County and other areas as well.
So one of the things that we've talked about in the past, I thought, was that the PACE programs were only for owners.
They are for owners, correct. So with that, if you're a small business owner, you would have to, in fact, own the building.
Okay.
Or get the permission from the owner of the building. These products are not outrageously expensive. So if you were just leasing the building, you could, in fact, if you wanted to pony up with cash, there's also pay plans as well. There is financing available for these products as well.
Great. So that's a massive amount of money that one might save. Start talking about with thousands of dollars in electric bills.
Correct.
Okay, so there's one. If you like that idea, give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. I don't sell them. That's not my world. I just talk to you on the radio. I'll put you in touch with Chris Corrales, and he can help you with that. What's next?
So I want to talk about another for the small business, something that, and especially even in your office I'm looking at, Ron, is –
right.
And it's amazing the draw of lights. They're anywhere from 2 to 3 years old or older, especially these fixtures. I'm assuming, Ron, they're probably 10 years old, the lighting fixtures we have.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. So something like that is extremely efficient.
Sure.
Imagine a 10-year-old computer. The same logic. It's something you don't want to touch or deal with. And lighting is the same way. We could actually assist and do an overview for people in their home for LED lighting,
okay.
So especially for a business. And LED lighting these days is you could get the bright white lights. You don't have the dim. It's a way to actually.
And it won't look yellow anymore.
It won't look yellow anymore. And you can inspire employees to work better, you know, especially if you have good lighting. And
if you don't look jaundiced, you might work better.
But that's another huge aspect that people don't realize. It's just a simple fix by light bulbs. And the majority of LED light bulbs, I mean, you have a lifetime to where, I mean, you're looking in excess of 10 years in most cases for the light to work. And there's some light bulbs out there now that have 25-year lives. So,
that's pretty amazing, yeah. Because that's a big issue right there is that a lot of companies, you know, you talk about grocery stores and the like, it's an expensive proposition.
Absolutely.
To change light bulbs. You have to bring in the scissor lifts, all those good things.
Absolutely.
And that's not a pleasant experience. And then there's also the workman's comp aspect of it, the liability of it.
Yeah, huge part. And a lot of Vegas casinos now are actually going to LED lighting. So, you know, look at what the big boys are doing. If they're doing it, they're doing it to save money.
They're not doing it because they like the idea. They're
right.
Doing it because there's some financial reward to it.
Absolutely.
And great information as well. We're going to come up with some more ways to save you money as we continue our conversation with Chris Corrales, Dr. Energy. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. We will also speak about how to rebuild your credit after bankruptcy. What are three dumb things you can do with email? Maybe you won't want to do them. Might be more the solution. But if you know what the dumb things are, you can learn from it. That's the idea. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, how to rebuild your credit after bankruptcy. That is the subject of today's Credit Sanitizer or Your Credit Matters segment brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. How to build your credit after bankruptcy. Well, the first thing you want to do is, number one, get in touch with our friends over at CreditSanitizer.com. $87 a month, they'll start working on your credit report, getting the errors corrected on the report. I promise you, there will be errors on your report. Even though you might file bankruptcy, there will be people that did not, or vendors or creditors who did not report or change their reporting properly. It happens every single time. I've never seen it where it didn't happen. Then you want to make sure you go and you get a credit card, or three is the best answer there. So when you're talking about a credit card, you may have to go with a secured credit card. Again, if you get three of them, that's the best solution. You might have to put up a few hundred dollars on each one of them, spend a little bit of money each month on there, pay it off each month, never go over 30% of the limit, and that'll help build your credit. Go get a retail credit card, Target, Macy's, if there is Macy's anymore. I don't know. They're still around. Best Buy, Kohl's, those different places. Again, make sure that you're keeping your debts below 35% or 30% of the limit. Watch these things like a hawk, and Credit Sanitizer will be monitoring that for you. And then 6 months from now, your credit will be looking better. You'll be able to start looking, and maybe you had to reaffirm a car loan. Well, 6 months from now, if you do the things we're telling you to do, and if you call us, we'll help you. It's pretty simple. Then we can start talking about maybe refinancing your car. Yes, you can refinance a car. Maybe refinance your car and save some money there as well. That's what we talk about all the time on Ron Siegel Radio. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. We are continuing our conversation this morning. Chris Corrales is back with us. We're talking with Dr. Energy about saving money and saving money by modifying your home without a whole lot of out-of-pocket expense. We're talking actually today more about, I get carried away, Chris, because we talk about our houses so much.
Right, right.
Small business day.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that if you miss the last segment is, I mean.
You can go back and listen to it. Ron Siegel right, 1 on YouTube, right? 500,000 people did it last month.
Right.
500,000. It's pretty, not bad.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
We'll get the other half this month.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, let's keep growing. But, you know, when during break I was sharing with you, Ron, I'm actually doing a Lyptus test or however you want to say it. I'm doing a pool
case
hall.
Study.
Case study. I like that. It makes me sound official.
Exactly.
I'm the doctor, right?
Yeah.
And I'm currently working with a pool hall. And they have an electrical bill
yeah,
right
don't.
Now.
I'm not married to you. You don't have to tell us that you're a pool hall. Yeah, I'm doing work at the pool hall.
Yeah, so.
I could really get away with that one, too. And I'm going to Vegas, dear. It's a business trip.
It's a business trip. Right? But they currently, and this is actually really good. I'd love to share this next month where we're at.
Okay.
They have a current electrical bill. And it's in excess of $2,000 a month. And I'm going to get those bills and actually post on the site with you as well. But next month, we're under the impression by the modifications to the air conditioners, as well as LED lighting throughout the entire facility, we're guesstimating that we're going to take it down at least 50%. Now, earlier I said 30% because that's our normal average. But in this one, we believe it could be as much 50.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep. Now you've got me a little confused here because and that's easy to do.
Yeah.
I'm a simple guy. So LED lighting, you always hear that that's extra bright.
So back in the day it was.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It especially was. I mean, it's in a lot of toys and things like
yeah.
that. Of course. Yeah. It's.
I had some LED lights one of the title companies brought in for us for Halloween.
Right.
And those things blind you.
Absolutely. Yeah. The residential applications and commercial applications are now designed correctly.
Okay.
So you're going to have a nice soft white, something, you know, an office environment, not the yellow. You don't get the jaundice yellow.
Okay.
I see in a lot of offices these days. And, you know, they're beyond efficient. There's no other way to say it. And the reality is, and it's plausible, if you have a business for 15 to 20 years, you might only have to change your light bulbs out once.
Think about that if you've got a liquor store, a grocery store, you know, or any retail establishment that you've got the real high ceilings and you're having to worry about bringing in a scissor lift to
Absolutely.
Change lights during off hours.
Right.
That's not fun.
No. And yeah, and you just, you know, if you think about it, if you do have an injury
right.
from a light bulb, you know, which is, it's funny to, it's not funny to say, but it's a reality.
You know, Chris, you don't have to go there. I know you and I have talked about this that, yes, I am that guy that hires a handyman to come change the light bulbs at my house. I did break one, and it cost me twice as much to fix it once I fouled it up.
Absolutely.
Just, you know, that's just kind of the way it is.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got air conditioning. We've got LED lighting. What else can we do?
Yeah. So on a residential business, those are two applicants. If you own, now, here's the way to look at it. If you're leasing the building, I'm going to get you another show.
Okay.
I'm going to get you more and more applications for leasing that you do. But if you own the building,
right,
the sky's the limit, Ron. I mean, we could go anywhere from redoing windows in a commercial application to make it more efficient. We could do insulation. I mean, we could even look at, you know, obviously we could do the air conditioners and the LED. But are you your own solar plant? Are you pulling from the grid at all? What if we could completely remove you from the grid of drawing energy?
Jeez. I'd like to get removed from drawing energy anytime.
Right.
Right.
Especially, and the best part about a commercial building, in many cases, you have a flat roof. You can maximize that application to get energy from the sun. And a lot of times they have no obscuring of the rooftop, unless obviously if you're in a metropolitan area where you have another building blocking you. But drawing energy, especially from that aspect, it's beyond ideal.
Okay. Like that idea.
Yeah.
So what we need to do, Chris, we got to reach out to some commercial real estate people.
Absolutely.
And see how many people we can help with this whole issue. But we're gonna cause a problem here, Chris. I can see it already. My cynical mind going off on a tangent. We're gonna have to figure out where the tax revenue is gonna come to the state when we start saving people from having to pay their extra utility bills.
Right, right. Yeah. And
their overrides are gonna cause a problem.
It could be. No, it will be. It's potential savings. And just to touch on that, Ron, obviously the PACE program, which is here in California, Property Assessed Clean Energy. If you own the building, you can do that type of financing for green upgrades. So you could do this.
Interesting. I wonder what would happen, just thinking out loud, I wonder what would happen if a landlord did this. Do you think they could get more money for their rent?
Absolutely.
By having that available?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just a thought there. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about, okay, so now let's go to the hypotheticals.
Sure.
I'm good at hypotheticals. Throw them at you.
Me too.
So on the PACE program for the air conditioning unit, say we own the building,
yep,
and it's a small business.
Sure.
How long will PACE let us amortize that?
So you could do financing anywhere from 5 to 20 years.
Okay.
And there's no money out of pocket, so which is a substantial benefit, especially if you're a small business and if you're in a capital issue.
Right.
So.
And most are. So what if we buy the building? Can we do it then too?
Absolutely.
As a purchase, right post-purchase?
Post-purchase, absolutely. We could set everything up. Once you own that building, we could come in the very next, as soon as you get the keys to the door, per se,
okay. We
could be there the very next day and we could get you up and running.
Okay, so we need to, I know a couple of people that may find this very, very interesting. Yep. So 5 to 20 years, no money out of pocket.
Correct.
And saving date starting on day one.
Day one, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and we'll find a way to save you money. So there's
that's the beauty of the whole program, right?
Yeah.
I mean, because it just being very, very transparent, which that's kind of what I do, right? So you're in business to sell these things.
Correct.
And the business owner wants to save money.
Yes.
So both parties, I mean, you've got a built-in incentive to find a way to make this affordable and
absolutely
real to people.
Absolutely.
Right. And that's great. I mean, because I'm a big proponent. Everybody has to live.
Sure.
Right. Profit is a very, very exciting word.
Absolutely.
One of my favorite six-letter words.
Right.
I had to take my shoes off there to get to six. Right. I mean, it's a good thing, saving money, and
right,
you're making money. And again, that's the idea, is everybody wins, and you're a small business also.
Sure.
Right? So, I mean, the idea is small businesses helping small businesses to continue to grow.
Correct.
Throughout all of our enterprise.
Right, right. No, it's a win. The more you look at it, if you have an electrical bill,
right,
they should get evaluated. So it's.
And that's, you know something, Chris, you just hit it right there. Anybody, if you're listening to us today and you've got an electric bill, and you own, you know, if you own your home, own your building, own your business, if you have an electric bill, you need to be checking that every quarter at least. And I say do that on most of your utilities. So call the phone company, call your wireless provider every quarter or at least every other quarter and say, am I using the do I have the proper plan? Or what do you have now that I can save money on? Call your cable provider, if you're DirecTV, or if you're Time Warner, Spectrum, Cox, whoever it is, call them. But who do you call on utilities,
right?
So you look at it, you get, okay, I got my bill from Southern California Edison or SDG&E or City of Anaheim, whomever it is. just pick up the phone and call Chris. Call me and I'll put you in touch with Chris. And you send a copy of the bill in and you say, can I save money? Here's what my house looks like. Here's when it was built. Here's the last time I had any modifications done to it. Because if you tell them that, you know, you haven't had anything done in the last 20 years, it's going to open up a whole host of ideas and conversation. But if you send him in, you know, 6 months worth of bills, it becomes very, very simple. I'm going to chat more about this when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. What are three dumb things you can do with email, maybe that you shouldn't do with email? We're going to talk about that when we come back. You can reach any time. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rates subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by Heritage Financial Services. Best trust I have seen, and I have been looking at trust since the 90s. No, I'm not an attorney. I don't look at them from a legal standpoint, but having led a lending team and having been in the financial planning world, I've seen a lot of trusts. Heritage Financial offers the best one I have seen, the most comprehensive will and trust and all the powers of attorney and all the directives that are needed. It's all right there. And
On top of that, it's also the least expensive I have seen. Oh, and there's more. No, don't call me Billy Mays. He died already. But there's more. If you go to the Ron Siegel Radio gift bag, there's a 25% discount in the gift bag. So if you just text RSR gift bag to 79564, text RSR gift bag to 79564. One of the items that's in there, it's about $1,000 worth of goodies for you. But one of the items in there is a 25% discount on a trust from our friends over at Heritage Financial Services. What are the three dumbest things or three dumb things you can do with email? Well, number one, having a weak password. Now, this one, hopefully, I'm not going to give away your password online, your birthday, your street address, your anniversary, your kid's birthday, your husband's name or your wife's name, last four of your social security number. Here's one, Chris, you've never seen this one, I'm sure. I literally had someone the other day, the password for their, one of the files they sent me, password.
Password. Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
Why do you got to bring that back up, Ron?
Sorry, I wasn't going to tell everybody, Chris, but oh well. Number two, sending and storing sensitive information. Never send your social security number or any other account information via email. Mrs. Clinton, are you listening? Did you hear that one? I mean, I just heard this morning. Apparently, the FBI has confirmed that at least five foreign governments hacked into the Clinton Foundation server. Five foreign governments. They're saying they've got a 99% certainty that at least five, and this is a Democratic administration talking about the Democrat candidate. Don't store sensitive information on or send sensitive information. It's now the Dodd-Frank Act has really made it much more difficult for the lending industry and financial services industry to send out data by email. But if you have some documents that you need to send, there needs to be a secure server, secure method of sending those documents. Now, when we're talking about the documents we've been chatting about with Chris Corrales today, Dr. Energy, no, you don't need to worry about those because your utility bill is not going to be something that's got any non-public information on there. I can guarantee you that if you live in the city of Anaheim, there is a utility bill with your name on it from Anaheim Public Utilities. It's not a surprise. And part of the methodology of them getting your utility bill is going to be your address. Well, again, not a surprise. You can go on any one of 6 million websites and find out what your address is. The amount of your bill, who cares? No one's going to pay it for you. Although Chris will help you reduce that number, right? So that's not an issue. But if you're sending out a bank statement, if you're sending out a driver's license, social security card, date of birth, those items need to go through a secure serving system. And when you get an email, if you're email and it looks odd. If from a website, maybe if you see an email coming from Ron's Radio and it says that here's your PayPal check, don't open it because I'm not sending you money. Believe and no, your uncle did not die in Nigeria, and your kids are not in jail in West Virginia. Don't click on weird things that come in emails. More often than not, they're what they call a phishing. P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, phishing scam. Chris likes to fish, not that way. You
right.
Like to F-I-S-H.
Right.
The phishing scams are where they're trying to get you to click on something so they can gain access to your computer. If you're not expecting pictures from somebody, don't click on the fact that there's pictures. And then look at the URL, where it's going to. If it says that it's coming from, if something's coming to you from Apple, yet it says joeblow.nk. That's not Apple's website. That's not their domain name. And no, Mark Zuckerberg is not doing a deal today to send everybody in the world $300. Not happening. So just use some common sense. Those are three dumb things you can do with email. Brought to you by Heritage Financial Services and the Ron Siegel Radio gift bag. Text RSR gift bag to 79564. About $1,000 right there for you. We're continuing our conversation with Chris Corrales. Today we're chatting about ways that you can maybe save a little money, make a little money, spend a little bit of money, and get yourself off the grid.
Absolutely.
Right. Those are what more can you ask for? All those things.
I don't know, Ron. It's just blowing my mind, especially with there's so many programs readily available to assist you,
right,
in getting off the grid. You know, if,
from, that's something we look at. You know, we do a little bit of finance on the broadcast here,
yeah,
right? So we know that wages have gone up in the last 20 years by about 0.5%,
yeah,
right? Median income somewhere around $45,000-$50,000,
right?
But it's almost, and I hate to go there, but I'm going to. So think about this. The reason that certain people were able to get Obamacare was because the insurance, not the medical services, but the insurance was being subsidized by the government.
Right.
Right? So think about this. What if you can get your utilities and have it, you know, there's a government program that'll help subsidize it.
Yes.
Or the expense of getting it installed.
Sure.
So you don't have out-of-pocket.
Right. And there's rebates as well in many counties,
rebates,
and cities.
And you start saving money on your utilities. So there's two ways to really enjoy life better from a financial standpoint, right? One is make more money.
Right.
The other side of it is spend less money.
Right.
Right. And that's what we're talking about here, is spending a little bit less money on things that we need but really don't bring us,
right,
a lot of pleasure. Or, I mean, if we didn't have our lights, we would say, holy cow, we really need those.
Sure.
Right? I mean, it's one of those things that we kind of expect. When we flip the switch, lights are going to go on.
Right.
When we have these big tragedies, you know, the hurricane last month, or we've had, you know, some of the places around the world where we see earthquakes, we see fires in California,
right,
and people lose their power, then it's a different story. You say, holy cow, that's, I took it for granted.
Right. Yeah.
Right? But if we could kind of take it for granted, the power, and minimize the bill.
Minimize or eliminate.
Right.
It's possible. And here's another thing, Ron, like, do you need a write-off?
I would probably use one of those.
Yeah, I mean, that's another people don't realize is you could, in many cases, there's a write-off for this, for the term of, if you were to do some type of financing through a government program, if you have a 5-year term, if you have a 20-year term, you potentially have a write-off that entire time. So it's just something we could share with the homeowner.
And, you know, you love that idea because we're all trying to minimize our taxes. So now we, you know, increase that write-off. There might be another business expense depending upon what kind of business you have. The good type of expense, because it's lowering some other expense, but you're,
right,
still getting the benefits of it.
Sure.
A lot of different items there, Chris, that we're talking about. We're almost out of time, but any for the small business owner?
I mean, as I said earlier, if you're a small business owner, if you own the building or if you lease the building, and you have an electrical bill, you need to give us a call.
So let's talk about that a little bit, because there are a lot of areas in there that you can actually deal with from the standpoint of just doing a little bit of an audit, right?
Correct,
I mean,
correct.
Because we've talked a lot about a couple of issues here, but we really didn't talk a lot about, you know, you own a building that's 10 years old.
Right.
There might be some other areas that you can reduce before you even go to the air conditioning and the LED lighting.
Absolutely.
A couple of those?
Absolutely. It could be an insulation aspect. How's your windows? I mean, a lot of commercial windows, I mean, especially here in Southern California, you have some really old areas where you literally have a window that's 20, 30, potentially even 40 years old.
Sure.
And there's you know, the efficiency of that. Probably not as good as you think. Just saying.
Yeah, exactly.
So, have an advantage there, but you know, insulation in the building, especially commercial. People don't realize you could do this with commercial buildings.
What's the cost of having an analysis system?
Absolutely.
That's my speed.
Yeah.
you're talking my language now.
Right.
So it's just a matter of picking up the phone and getting some, what does a business owner need to send you or do?
So ultimately what we try to do, Ron, is we try to get out to the property site. That's the best way to do it.
Okay.
If they want to send us an electrical bill, we could do some online. We could do a Google Mac or overview, see the size of the building, and get a guesstimate. But the true numbers to know what we could do to help you, we need to come out and do an evaluation. Typically, it takes an hour, 2 hours, to do it correctly. Again, I'm going to repeat, no cost or obligation.
Right.
And we'll let you know. We'll leave you in a better place. And we'll literally leave you a paper right there and tell you what we believe that could help you and let you make a decision.
Sounds good. If you want more information, give me a call, 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with Chris Corrales.
Dr. Energy, see what we can do to help out, and be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today, and of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk next time on Ron Siegel Radio.